day of the carol service, we were looking at Isaiah 9, verse 6 and verse 7. And for those that were they did not listen in or they were not able to join, I read verse 7 again in the New Living Translation. Verse 7 says, okay, let me just read from verse 6. It says, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. Amen. It says, the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. Hallelujah. And I pray that for every promise, every word of God that has gone forth, indeed, the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen for us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to your season of greatness and your season of divine help. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I said earlier that it is easy, very easy, for us to become carried away and for us to be vulnerable after victory. Amen. But we have to go from victory to victory. And that's why everybody that wins a battle, for every, if you watch footballers when they play, for every game they win, they will tell you that their focus is on the next one. Hallelujah. So once it is done and dusted, even if they lose, they won't cry over it. They may regret it, but they look at it that there is something else that is in front of us. Hallelujah. And the victory we have in the birth of the Son of God, we will take it with us. And we go on to the victory and march on to the victory of the power that is in his resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. Today is our Thanksgiving service and Thanksgiving Sunday. And I will not do much talking, but I expect that the Lord will lead us and will guide us in the things that we do and we say this morning. Amen. So if we have testimonies, it is now that we'll give our testimonies. Hallelujah. So if you have any testimony, just let me know. You just signify, and then we'll give our testimonies, and we'll move on. Hallelujah. You have testimony? Okay. Any other person? Two? Okay, please come. All of you out there. Okay, so Toby will come. After Toby, it's Oluwadare. Then you'll come. Then Mr. Jerry. All right.
Praise Jesus. Oh, is it able be? See how far you've brought me. Is it, baby? I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days I will sing your praise. Hallelujah. I just want to appreciate the name of the Lord. I just want to bless him for the salvation of my soul, first of all. And then for how far he has helped me throughout 2025. 2025 started on a good note and ended on a good note. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to bless the name of the Lord because in the middle of 2025, things happened. But I just want to appreciate the name of the Lord for helping me stay strong in him, for helping me stay strong in making decisions as well. In 2025, I decided that whenever I want to make any decision or I want to do anything, I'm just going to stay in that quiet place. And whatever God says to me is what I'm going to do. And that was what I did in 2025. A lot of things that I did in 2025, whenever I'm seeking for answers, I'll just lie down and then probably praying or singing, and then I'll just doze off. And by morning, I'll get answers to whatever I am seeking answers for. And I just want to bless the name of the Lord for helping me do this, because it has been a very good journey through 2025. And I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for this. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies appears to all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So it's important. I think we read Habakkuk 3:17 this morning. You don't need everything to be working well for you to know that God is with you. Hallelujah. And even in things that you think are not working, hallelujah, God is in the midst of it. Amen. And the Lord will bless us. As long as we recognize and our focus is on God, the end is certain. And the end of it shall be good thereof in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. So I have my song that Mimi o bale dupe a je pe mi o more Bemi o bale dupe a je pe mi o more Opo egbe mi ti ku Opo egbe mi ti lo Opo Oluwa lo ja Opo lo se fine mara Timbani kin kare oluwa o ile asu ile abo eno aye mi ile asu ile timbani kin kare oluwa o ile asu ile abo ori ebi mi ile asu ile abo. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this year 2025. I want to thank God for his help. 2025 is a very good year. It has not been easy, but it is easy. So I'm grateful for everything that God has done for me. There are so much expectation in 2025, but I thank God for those ones that I am able to hold. And I also thank God for those ones that I am still expecting, that I still believe that God is going to grant it to me. I want to thank God for my life. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for health. I want to thank God for provision. I want to say in 2025, this year, well, I have not gone to the hospital for any special treatment. I think it is worth giving thanks for. I want to thank God for his help. I want to thank God for provision. Sometimes you see a need and you are looking at it that, God, how am I going to meet this need? How am I going to scale through this particular phase? But before you know it, God just help. God just help me. I don't know how, but God has been helping. God has been coming through. He has been helping me in every situation and every circumstances that I face in my life and in my family. So I'm grateful. I want to say thank you, Jesus. If I did not come out and say thank you, Lord, for all his help in this 2025, that simply means that I am ungrateful. But I am grateful for his help. I am grateful for his favor. I am grateful concerning my children. I am grateful concerning my family. It has not been easy, but God has been helping me. Thank you, Lord, for everything, and I appreciate you. May his name be highly exalted forever in Jesus' name.
Amen. Psalm 145, verse 5 says, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. Hallelujah. And thank you for declaring the Lord's greatness. Even though the fig tree may not blossom, even though there will be no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the field lies empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. The Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Another person.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for his mercies and his grace. God has been awesome. In 2025, God has shown himself strong. God has been merciful to us, to my family. God has been gracious to my family. I really want to thank him for good health. I want to thank him because he has kept us, irrespective of, you know, the stress we go through. We have not really gone, like Sister Grace said, for critical issues, apart from you're just feeling somehow, you go for health check and all of the rest. I'm grateful to God for his grace and for keeping us alive and keeping us in good health. I'm grateful for my extended families also. I want to thank God for this 2027 on behalf of my husband. I want to thank God for what he did for him. When he made a decision to take a job, this wasn't that easy decision, but I want to thank God because sometimes there's something that Pastor Noel will say. If you have not obeyed the first step, you know, or the first, if you have not obeyed what God has put in your hands and take action, you won't be able to, you know what next you are about to do. And that was what happened for him. He took that decision unknowingly to him. He was able to, and in fact, that decision that he took, getting that job, was answers to every other thing. Now, he had programs he wanted to run for, I don't know how many years, over more than 12 years, but it was an opportunity for him to, you'll be wondering, okay, he has taken a job and then, you would not have the time and everything to be so busy, but in that obedience and that action taken, he was able to achieve far more. So what we usually say is that God compressed time for him. 2025 was a year God compressed time, years, 12, 15 years, and compressed it into 1 year for him. And I'm grateful to God. I'm very, very grateful to God for every achievement, not by our grace, not by our power, but by the grace of God. And I'm grateful to God. I want to also thank him for clarity. I also want to thank him for our business. I want to thank him for protection. I want to thank him because he has also given us the grace. We had so many debts, but gradually we're just clearing. And I also want to thank God for the grace for this year and what we've been able to achieve this year. I really want to thank God for who he is and how he has shown up for us all of the time. Praise God.
Hallelujah. The psalmist says, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help. Hallelujah. Whose hope is in the Lord is God, who made the heaven and the earth. And we bless the name of the Lord for all that he is doing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Baba mo dupe latori mi desale ise owo re ni baba mo dupe. Baba mo dupe latori mi desale ise owo re ni baba. Thank God for 2025. It started good. The year was also filled with a lot of ups and downs, challenges, situations that you feel that you are not able to come over or overcome, but God is always there. So he says that he's my strength when I'm weak, and I am rich When I say I'm poor. He says I am rich. Hallelujah. He has provided, he has sustained, he has kept me and my family. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him because milestones were achieved this year. Hallelujah. With ease. You know, when things come with ease, it's very, very overwhelming sometimes, and you just stand in awe of God, of who He is, and how He just makes things happen for you. Hallelujah. And convention, power convention, was also very good. I was able to actually, though I do it as I'm fasting for the 21 days, but this time around, it was more effective, I would say, because I prayed more and I participated in the prayers throughout. Hallelujah. And God showed Himself, and He's still showing Himself. And I just want to say, I am grateful, God, for all you have done in 2025, and 2026 will be greater and better, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Any other testimony? Let's see.
For all you have done for us, hallelujah, we are grateful.
Praise the Lord. Please, I have this song that I want to render to God. When everything one day fall apart, when my life no more makes sense at all, my assurance is I'm not alone. Jesus, you are seated on the throne. When thank God for my family. I want to appreciate Him, because I don't want to come out initially, but something was coming to me saying, don't be an Oliver Twist. And you know how Oliver Twist usually asks. You will keep asking, and you will not give thanks for the ones He has maybe done. So I want to thank God on behalf of my family for giving us ability to carry on, for giving us the grace even to see whole of 2025, not by our power, nor by our might, but by the power of God, make it what happen, and we are alive, hale, active, and healthy. There are many people in the hospital, people in the prison yard, there are people in the, waiting room. They've not committed any offense or crime, but they still park them there. But we are here, praising God, giving thanks and adoration to His name. And I want to thank God for my work in this year 2025, for giving me ability to be an outstanding, seller. I keep selling Vata, like, I don't know how to explain. I got so many awards in my office. By the time I calculated the numbers of Vata I sold in 2025, it can only be God. Not ordinary small inverter, like 6 million, 7 million, 8 million. So I want to glorify the name of the Lord for giving me the ability to be an outstanding seller for 2025. I got so many awards, and I thank God, because 2026 is going to be an amazing year in my house, in my family, in the life of my children, in the life of my siblings, in the life of my in-laws, and everyone in the church. Thank you so much for your support, Pastor MY, because Pastor MY prayed with me one day. He said, God said I should tell you He has not started yet. And I know 2026 is going to move with me in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Any other testimony? Let us give God praise. Let's thank Him. Let's give Him praise. The essence of these testimonies is first to give praise and adoration to God, understanding fully well that we can't do anything of our own might. And the other thing is that it encourages all us, all other persons, that God is still alive and is still working. Amen. Father, we thank You and we magnify Your name. Thank You for, we see Your hand in all that we do. Thank You because we see Your help in everything that we do. Thank You as a family, we magnify Your name. As a church, thank You for sustaining us all through year 2025. Thank you for year 2026. We magnify you, Lord. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 17. We'll look at this very quickly. I'm going to read from verse 11 to verse 19. Luke 17. This is the effectiveness of thanksgiving. Luke 17. It says, Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Hallelujah. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. Another translation says, your faith has made you whole. Amen. Hallelujah. And you see, this verse 19 tells me that there's a difference between their healing and then being made whole. Amen. So there's one that came back and returned to give thanks to God. And Christ is saying, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole, has made you well. Amen. And that's the attitude that we really need to imbibe as Christians and as children of God. Don't take anything and everything for granted. Okay, so yes, it is your right to lay hold of whatever promises your father has given to you, but then it is your duty and responsibility to return to him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in Judah is God known. Amen. This is what the Bible is saying about in Judah is God known. In praise, in thanksgiving, is God known. Hallelujah. So number one thing we need to understand is that two things. So in the midst of all the noise and everything, Christ could pick that there was only just one foreigner in the midst of the 10. Now the Bible says here that in verse 12 that as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. They stood afar off. Okay? And then they cried out to him and said, Jesus, have mercy upon us. Now, if you know what lepers are in the olden days, and even now, lepers are always in the outskirts. They don't live in the city. Once you are found to be leprous, you become an outcast. I don't know if they are still there on this Benin or Express. They have gone inside because at least on the 2 or 3 occasions I passed there, I know that there's a colony there that you find out that they're just lepers. So they are not allowed to mingle with people that are in the outskirts. And then he's saying that they stood afar off and then they saw him. Now, so no matter the distance or wherever they were, Christ will recognize that, look, out of these 10 of them were supposed to be son of the soil. Abi? They're supposed to be son of the soil. That's what he's saying. They're supposed to be his own. Okay? And then one was a foreigner. And then he spoke to them and said, go and show yourself to the priest. Ordinarily, okay, they will not move an inch. Because they're not allowed to go back to the city. Hallelujah. But now Christ is making a way. Hallelujah. And this is for somebody. Christ is making a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. They were lepers. They had no hope. Hallelujah. And then they saw him from afar off. And then they cried to him, have mercy upon us. And he says, go and show yourself to the priest. At the instance of his word. You remember that story about Peter letting down the net, and he caught fish at the instance of God's word. At the instance of his word. And I just read to us now Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, that says that the passionate commitment of the Lord's armies will bring these things to pass. Hallelujah. So when God speaks, there is an army that is ready, an army of angels that is ready. He says that his word will not go with, you know, good, it will not return void. It will go forth, and then he will accomplish all that he has been said to accomplish. And when he returns to him, everything is done. Hallelujah. So by the time God's word is coming back, that word is empty. Why? Because it has shed his weight and he has delivered the goods to everybody that needs it. Now the word does not work on its own. It requires the passionate commitment of heavenly hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember the Bible says that the angels, they are ministering spirits. Okay? And they have been sent to us to minister unto us who are heirs of salvation. That's what they're meant to do. Hallelujah. So when the word of God comes forth, the angels, they hear it, they see you pick it, and then they go around to make sure that that word is fulfilled. That's what the Bible is saying in the New Living Translation about the passionate commitment of the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. To you, to me, they are passionate about it. They are passionate about God's word because they know, okay, that God values his word more than his name. Amen. Hallelujah. God places greater value on his word than his name. Now, we know him by his name. He knows himself by his word. Hallelujah. Amen. So, every time we say God is good, hallelujah. God looks at you saying God is good, and then he looks at what has my word said. And then he said, look, I am good. But this is what I have said, it must come to pass. And then he gets held the heavenly host and says, go forth and make this thing come to pass. So for these lepers, they had no hope, no nothing. And Christ is saying, go. Amen. In the midst of nowhere, he's saying, go to show yourself to the priest. Now the priest does not live in the outskirts. Just so you know. He doesn't stay in the outskirts where they are staying. The priest is in the city. Amen. That means that they are going to be bold enough to walk into the city and go to the priest. Now they were lepers. Huh? Now, that's what, and then you should begin to look at this thing critically. That even as simple as this story looks, there is a lot of thing in it. They were lepers. They could have looked at their condition and be like, Alpha, are you saying you don't know that we are not supposed to go into the city? Why should you tell us to go into the city? We are asking you to have mercy upon us. And then he's saying, go and show yourself to the priest. And then, hallelujah. Amen. Mr. Adesomi was saying something about the place of obedience. And when God says something, then you just do it. You just run with it. Hallelujah. So Christ says, go. And they go. Amen. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Their cleansing was not with the priest. Their cleansing was in the obedience to the word of God. If you will see come true, it's not the end result that, I mean, they are here, okay? And they are going here. Now, before they got here, because what he told them was, go to the priest, okay? So ordinarily, you probably would have been thinking that, okay, so when we get to the priest will go and offer sacrifices, and then we'll be cleansed. But then, God had a different plan. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us that his ways are far above our ways. Hallelujah. But then there's a responsibility that we owe ourselves and then we owe God. Obedience. Hallelujah. So he says, go. Now, irrespective of their condition, irrespective of what condition they were in and whatever rules and regulations they were, Christ broke those barriers for them by the simple command of go and show yourself to the priest. But you know the thing about it is that it took them obeying to be able to step into the things that he has provided. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know that, we know that, so understandably, God is not doing anything new anymore. Okay? Everything that God will do, he did it in those 6 days, and the Bible says he rested on the seventh day. So whatever we are seeing on a day-to-day basis, God had laid the foundation from time past. Amen. Now, tomorrow, the tomorrow that we are talking about, so today was tomorrow yesterday. Abi? Today was tomorrow yesterday. So yesterday, today was tomorrow. Abi? And then, so understanding the fact that God has orchestrated each day, it just takes us to step into each day that he has orchestrated. Now, if we do not take the step of faith, you cannot step into the things that he has provided for you. Hallelujah. If you do not take that step of faith. And why do I call it a step of faith? In verse 19 of this particular scripture, it says here that, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. That's what he said to the one that came back to say thank you. Amen. But you know that the 10 of them actually started the journey of faith together. Okay? Because the 10 of them cried out, understanding fully well that this Jesus, what we know about him is that he goes about doing good and he goes about showing mercy. Okay? So this was their own encounter. This will be their own encounter with him. So all that they have heard about Jesus, this is going to be their own encounter with him. Amen. So he says go, and then the 10 of them move. Now that is an act of faith, because he speaks and then you begin to move in faith. Hallelujah. And then as they move in faith, they got cleansed. Hallelujah. And then one comes back and says, I've not even gotten to the priest. We are cleansed. Then the one comes back and comes to him and says, thank you, I have been cleansed. Meaning that your faith is incomplete without thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because that's the one that Christ has ascribed faith to in this last verse. He says, your faith has made you whole, has made you well. That means that in your walking, or your walking with God and following God in faith, if you will always add a thanksgiving to it, you will receive a complete package from God. Hallelujah. Faith makes things happen. It brings to us the things that we hope for. Hallelujah. Faith without thanksgiving does not give us a complete experience of who God is. In the book of James, the Bible tells us that Job, he made us to see the end that God intended. Hallelujah. He made us to see the end that God intended. Now, there was no reason for Job. If you look at everything, I hope you all know the story of Job, because I won't tell you the story of Job. If you don't know it now, just pray that by December 31, you understand the story of Job. Or go and look for it. I read the story of Job. But the Bible says, okay, let's do something. Job chapter 1. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praising all creatures here below. Job chapter 1. It says, I'm reading from verse 1. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Hallelujah. It says, also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Amen. Amen. So a man named Job, okay, that the Bible records that he feared God and he shunned evil. And then he had the greatest household, and then he was the greatest in the East. And then suddenly he lost everything that he had. Hallelujah. And yet, in the midst of his loss, and in the midst of the ungodly counsel, he did not for one day disbelieve God. Hallelujah. So I mean, it's not me that researched it. Some people said that all these things that happened to Job was less than 1 year or about 18 months. I don't know. So that you don't go and quote me. But that's what they said. That everything that happened to him was within 6 months and less than 1 year. Okay, so from being the richest man in the East, he went down to ground zero, in fact, to negative, because he was ill. And he was full of sores and everything. Hallelujah. And then, the Bible tells us in the book of James that everything that Job did, or everything that he went through, he did what? He went through it so that we are able to understand the end that God intended. Hallelujah. And I think I've read Habakkuk 3 about 3 times this morning. Habakkuk 3 verse 17. And it says that even things don't look like they're working. Okay? So it talks about the fig tree not bearing. It talks about the sheep. And then it talks about the field not yielding. It says, yet in all these things, I will rejoice in the Lord who is my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to show you something. So in the place of obedience, it's very important. In Job chapter 42, what happened to this? This didn't load. Okay. Job 42 and in verse 10. Job 42 verse 10, it says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. Now, at what time did God restore the losses of Job? At what time? In this Job 42 verse 10, what does he say? After he prayed for his friends. Now, in what condition was Job praying for his friends? He was in a position of loss. He was down. He was ill. Hallelujah. And then God is saying, pray for your friends. And then he's not looking, you know, when we do self-pity, we just sit down and be like, Alpha, me that I need prayer myself. I'm not going to pray for somebody. I used to be the greatest man in the East. I had all this. I had this number of sheep. Everything is gone. And then you're telling me to go and pray for them. They will pray for themselves. That's what people will say. Now, in fact, you know what? Let them. But they are not my friends again. Hallelujah. But Job did not do that. In his condition that was not desirable, he still continued to obey God. Why? Because he was seeing things that we are not seeing. Amen. See, when you are looking at God, so sometimes people, they will cheat us, they will do different things, and then we'll get angry. But do you forget that God is the one in the midst of everything? You know, sometimes our journey in life may look very slow. You'd be like, I'm supposed to be by that chair. I'm here. Then you want to do everything in your power to get to that chair. No, don't be in a hurry. Hallelujah. You cannot know more than God. He says he orders our steps in the best pathway for our life. It's just one single responsibility that he expects from us. Obedience all the way. And so the Bible says that then the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Amen. It says, then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to eat and ate with him in his house, and they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that God had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Hallelujah. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. You know why I'm laughing? They came to empathize with Job, and then they were making him rich. That's what the Bible is saying here. See, it says here that each one, then they came to console him, and then they were comforting him. And then each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Amen. You know, it's amazing. That was someone that was low. For a singular obedience of praying for his friend, the Bible says the Lord restored everything that he had, and then he was twice as rich as he was before. That means that there was more respect. And that's why he says they say that the rich will always get richer. So everybody saw what was happening to him. They were far away. When everything was happening to him, they did not bring him silver and gold. Huh? It was after God had restored him, they came to console him and then talk about the thing that had befallen him, and then they were blessing him the more. Hallelujah. God's ways are far above our ways. When we continually give him thanks, he will take us from a place of plenty to a place where we are bound. Hallelujah. You know what the place of plenty is? That you are able to afford what you want. Hallelujah. When you are bound, you are able to do for yourself and do for everybody that's around you. So the 10 lepers, okay, when we go back to Luke chapter 19, the 10 lepers, then we were going and then they got cleansed, okay? And then one comes back to Christ and says, look, I'm cleansed. And Christ says, look, there were 10. Why is this only this foreigner? Let it not be that foreigners understand our God more than us. Hallelujah. And what was the difference between all of them? Okay? They all acted in faith. Hallelujah. But then one understood that I must return and give thanks. Amen. I must return and give thanks. Hallelujah. And our faith is incomplete without our thanksgiving. Because in all things, that's what he says, in all things, we should give thanks. Hallelujah. Not for all things or not for specific things. He said, in all things. Hallelujah. In all things, we give thanks. Then our harvest will be bountiful. Now, so when you look at making well and being made whole, or being cleansed and being made whole. So if you have an injury, for instance, as an injury, and you're praying that the injury be healed, okay, and it heals, sometimes they leave scar, or most times they leave scars, or all the times they leave scar, okay? Now, when you are made whole, when there's a healing, there is no trace that this thing ever happened. Hallelujah. Not even a scar. Not even any, sometimes I feel a pain here. What it means by being made whole is that it is restored to its original value. Hallelujah. That's what thanksgiving does, adds to our faith. It makes us, it brings us to a place where God is able to let go and pour out all his blessing without measure upon us. So when we are telling, and we're saying give thanks, it's not, you see, it's fact, it's not a compulsion. So that we can readily see what God does with the things. If it was not important, Christ would not have told this one, how come you are the only one that returned to say thank you? And he would not have said, your faith has made you whole. Because his thanksgiving released much more. He says, in praise is God known. His thanksgiving released much more from God than even his faith. Hallelujah. So his faith spreaded or loaded with thanksgiving, gave him full access to what God has in store. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's not be like the 9. Now, so you know the 9. The 9 are the Christians that will be like, Jesus is our God. His grace is sufficient for us. He knows who I am. He knows that I am. He knows I am his own. And then we just continue living life carelessly. You know, sometimes when I look at the scriptures, I just laugh. I follow it too. So when I tell somebody that, if I tell anybody that I'm going to do this for you, let me just say I'm going to buy you a wrap of sweets. If I tell you that I'm going to do that for you, if you come back to me and say, did you really say you're going to do this for me? I'm not going to answer you. I'm just going to get angry. I'm like, number one, I don't repeat myself. So whatever you heard is what you hear. And then if you come a third time, I'm not just going to do that thing. I'll just not do it. And I said, why are you not doing that? I said, because you lack understanding. See, you have to get to a place where when you say A, everybody understands that you are saying A. Then I just look and say, so when have I told you that I will do something and then I need somebody to remind me that I said I will do it? I don't need anybody to remind me. I know what I say and I will do what I say. Because he says, Christ said, I do the things I see my Father do. If I won't do it, if I tell you that I'm not going to do it, there is no cajoling that you will do. I won't do it. Amen. So if God says this is it, that's the way it is. What do you expect for us? It's on alloyed alliance and allegiance to his word. He's the one that sends his angels. Hallelujah. And he has given us the capacity to send them on errands. See, the Bible says the angel of the Lord, they hearken unto the voice of the word of God. They do not hearken to the word of God. They hearken to the voice of the word. Hallelujah. So if he's a Laura that understands God's word, and in a totally toddlership state, maybe she's a toddler. In that state, she knows that God is good. And she knows that God says, I will heal the sick. If she sees her mom wriggling and saying, mom is not feeling fine, and puts her hands on her mom and say, in Jesus' name be healed. The angels of God, they echoing unto the voice of his word. So our voice is carrying God's word. And what the angel needs is a voice that speaks God's word. Hallelujah. Whether he's a 1 year old or he's 70 year old. Hallelujah. Whether the voice is Nigerian or Jamaican or Hebrew or anything, as long as that voice can carry God's word without dilution and speak it, it says the angel of the world, those ones that are strong, that are mighty, they're echoing unto the voice of the word of God. What does echoing mean? They hear it. And then go back to Isaiah 9 verse 7. With that passionate commitment, they take that word. What's this word saying? Mommy be healed. And then he rises. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's not joke with it. Thanksgiving. That thing that caps our faith is thanksgiving. And it gives us results beyond measure. And Lord will help us in Jesus' name. May we rise to our feet this morning. So we still have about how many days to the end of the year? Today's 28, so 29, 30, 31. 3 more days to the end of the year. Make every day a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Don't load God with complaints. The Bible, when we were reading, praying this morning, it says, sing a new song to God. Hallelujah. So if your song has been songs of complaints, songs of request, hallelujah, from this hour onwards, every time you open your mouth, let it be in thanksgiving to God for the things that he has done. Hallelujah. If you look at this assembly, if you know the things that God has delivered us from, you open your mouth and worship God. Hallelujah. That was the time we got a call, and then we got another call that God has done it. Hallelujah. We got a call of distress, and then in less than 24 hours, we got another call. This is what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. It's nothing ordinary. We give him thanks as a body. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, when we fall into diverse temptations, he says we should count it all joy. Because what happens? Because there is no temptation that is able to overcome us. When those temptations come, they make our testimonies more the louder. Hallelujah. And God will help us. Give him thanks in your own way this morning. Open your mouth and remember that the angels, they're echoing unto the voice of the word of God. Thank him for his excellent greatness. Thank him for he has beautified our lives. Hallelujah. And thank him for where he's taking us to. He has guaranteed that in the year 2026, he is our help. Hallelujah. He says he is happy and then is the help of them that know him. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We magnify your name. Thank you because we effectively cap our faith. with thanksgiving. And then we are sure, very sure, that indeed you are pleased with this. We give you all the glory and praise. Let your name be exalted, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God.